This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
RNIB. Supporting people with sight loss.
Episode 2, Contractions. Welcome back to our series describing the major differences between Standard English Braille and Unified English Braille. I'm Dave Williams, and welcome back to James Bowden from RNIB. Hi there.
Hello.
And this time we will be talking about contractions, and there have been some changes, but it is important to note that most contractions are the same.
That's right. I understand there are 189 contractions in Standard English Braille, and 180 of these are still used in Unified English Braille. So all your word signs like but, can, do, every, from, all your dot five signs like day, ever, father, here, no, all your basic contractions like ch, th, ed, ou, ing, they're all the same. And all the short forms like about, across, according, after, they're all the same as well.
But nine signs or nine contractions have been retired, and we need to explain what those are.
We now get capital letters in the middle of words, particularly brand names, and we're using capital Braille. So because of this, the dot six Y, which we used to know as ALLY, and dot six N, which we used to know as ATION, are no longer used.
So give us some examples, James, then, of words where we might see that in practice.
Yeah, sure. Nation would be NA56N. So notice that although the dot six N has gone, 56N still stands. How about the word really? That's interesting because although there's no ALLY sign, you can now use the EA sign. So R, EA sign, LLY. Dot six N and dot six Y are now always capitals.
Let's talk about the number sign, James.
Yes. So we used to have the number sign also being used as BLE. Again, nowadays, particularly with email and web addresses, you can get numbers in the middle of words. So a number sign dot 3456 is always now going to be for a number. So the way you now write enabled would be EN sign, ABLED sign. And bubble would be BU, lower B for double B, LE.
Now the number sign is now always a number sign. Okay, so three down, six to go.
The next one is the COM sign, which we used to have, lower C. That's now always a hyphen. So to write word like comment would be COM56T. How about combination, which shows two of the signs now? COMBIN sign A56N.
So dots 3-6 always represent a hyphen now with UEB.
And the next one is the double D sign. Again, because of dots in the middle of words like bbc.co.uk, rnib.org.uk, the lower D sign in the middle of a word is always a full stop now.
So there's no double D anymore.
That's right. So the word middle, you'd write out M-I-D-D-L-E. Added, you would write A-D-D-E-D sign. Another example I like is the word haddock. And now you can use the 456-H. So 456-H-D-O-C-K.
So dots 256, the full stop, that's always a dot now. It doesn't represent the lower D. But you can still use it for DIS.
You can still use it for DIS at the beginning. It's only DD in the middle of a word. So disappear, you can still write lower D, A-P-P-E-A-R sign. Double D has gone, but you can still use double B, double C, double F and double G.
Okay. We've got the capital signs, we've got the number sign, we've got the hyphen and the lower D in the middle of words. What's next?
Now, one of the things in UEB is wherever there's a space in the print, there should be a space in the Braille. So the next group is the three signs TO for two, INTO and BY. So TO space the, or B-Y space the.
And why can't we just have a lower F on it on its own to represent the word to?
The difficulty with that is it looks a bit like an F if you're not tracking properly. And F is from and lower F is to. They're almost opposites. And that's possibly not a good idea to get those confused.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
So I've got an example here which includes all those into, by and to. It says, I want to go into town by bus. So I want... We have a capital sign for the I, want to go, is T-O space, and then G for go, into town. You can still use the I-N sign in into, I-N sign T-O space, town, with the O-W sign, and by space, bus.
Any others?
And the last one, perhaps strangest of all, is o'clock. Now, o'clock used to be the only Braille short form with a piece of punctuation in the middle of it. So for a clock, now you write it out. O apostrophe C-L-O-C-K.
Okay. Well, we'll wrap these up. We'll repeat these at the end just to kind of remind people of what they are. There are some changes, though, to spacing between contractions. You mentioned there that wherever a space occurs in the print, you'll also see that in Braille.
That's right. So in the signs and, for, of, the, and with, you now always put a space. So let's say it was by kind permission of the author and of the publisher. BY space, kind space, permission space, of space, the space, author space, and space, of space, the space, publisher.
Sounds like UEB is going to take up quite a bit more space.
Well, the statistics I have that it actually, for standard text, it's only about 5 to 10%. So it's not a huge amount.
Is there anything else you want to tell us about contractions, James?
Sure. There are a couple of changes to the way we use some contractions. One is when you have the combination of letters E-N-C-E-D. So in a word like silenced. Now you'd write S-I-L, then 5-6-E for ence, and then the letter D. Now, this actually has a little bit of a pattern to it, because if you had the word advanced, that's written A-D-V-4-6-E-D.
So the principle is to prioritise the larger contraction?
Yes, and UEB is one code across the English-speaking world, and these changes are to bring our different codes together. So another change is the use of the EA contraction. You can still use it in the middle of words, but you can now use it in more words. So caveat and pancreas and Seattle and Montreal, you can always use the EA sign. The exception there is the word pineapple, which is a compound word. You still do not use the EA sign in pineapple. There's one more thing I'd like to add, which is to do with the oblique stroke or slash. Slash sign is dots 456 ST sign, just as it was. But if you have something like more slash less, there's a principle in UEB called standing alone. Now, more slash less, more is not standing alone because it's got slash less next to it. So you'd have to write out M-O-R-E in that particular case.
Do you want to just recap those contractions then that have been retired?
Yes, sure. So .6n and .6y are now capital letters. .3456 is now for numbers only. Lower c or .36 is a hyphen. Lower d, .256 in the middle of a word is a full stop. You put a space between each word, so that's into, to, and by. And the last one is o'clock, you now write out.
So there we are. 9 contractions have been retired. And wherever you see a space in the print, you should also get a space in Braille. Now, if you need some help with Unified English Braille, you can contact the RNIB. In the UK, the telephone number is 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Or you can go online to rnib.org.uk/braille. So next time, we'll be talking about punctuation and how to write web and email addresses. My thanks to James Bowden, and from me, Dave Williams. Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.